Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, more details are surfacing about UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's wedding to Carrie Symons, and Carrie's being hailed as a trendsetter because she rented her boho wedding gown for just 45 quid. Rona McDonough from Designer Room joins us now to tell us about the popularity of renting clothes, and thank you, Rona, for joining us this evening. What do you think, firstly, of Carrie Symons renting her gown? The reports are that she only paid £45 for the dress, and if she had bought it, it would have cost her €2,870. Sounds like quite the bargain.
Absolutely, and I'm so delighted that someone as such as herself has hired, because rental really is becoming, from, you know, the future of retail. But if you even look at, you know, if she bought that dress, how many times would she have worn that dress? She would have only worn it the once. So instead of hiring it just for 45 sterling per day or whatever she paid for it, you know, really, she got really great value. And also someone else is getting the joy to wear that dress now as well for that same price. So because it really makes a lot of sense.
This was a designer dress, wasn't it? It wasn't, well, obviously.
A designer dress, yeah, and, a designer dress.
Sorry, at £2,870, yeah. I was going to say it clearly wasn't a high street dress.
Fast fashion.
So are you seeing then, you run, as I said, Designer Room, which obviously sells quite a lot of beautiful clothes. Is this something that you would do? Do you rent dresses, and how do you find it?
Yeah, so during COVID, Sarah, we found our business kind of dismantled because we were basically always about events. So, but now our inquiries are definitely coming back up again, especially for the wedding market. So we would normally stock a lot of the mother, the brides. But again, I'm aiming more at the high-end designer dresses. So the dresses that you would pay over €1,000 for, you can rent them for 4 days. We look after the dry cleaning. So you literally just book the dress. You know, you can come and try it on in our showroom. But before, we used to be all about christenings and communions, racing, charity balls, black tie events. So, and you see it more and more and more people. And for the people that get it and know about it, you'll see them coming back repeat and repeat and repeat. So it's when you have someone like Carrie Symons wearing a rental, it really elevates the whole rental market, which is fabulous for Ireland, because when more and more people, they get it, it makes more sense.
Rhoda, I hate breaking things down on gender lines, but on this one, I do have a gender question, because this is nothing new for men. In terms of a wedding, you rent your formal attire, you rent your suit or whatever, and you bring it back. Is it a particular thing for women to have that special wedding dress that they can look at 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years on?
Well, so it's like, so Cormac, in one way, men are really lucky, because even if you did purchase a really good suit, you can mix and match that with a different shirt and a different tie, so your suit has much more longevity. For a woman, if you do buy a really nice, beautiful dress, and if it's a classic black one, absolutely, it'll stay in your wardrobe and you can wear it and wear it again and dress it up different ways. But if you're buying something for that one-off special occasion, chances are that you will only wear it about 3 or 4 times. You will get tired of it. It won't have that same feeling, that same effect that when you take it out and you want to wear it again. So that is why are you paying so much money for a high-end designer dress that has, and it's beautiful quality, beautiful tailoring, but like, you can hire it for a fraction of the retail price.
Yeah, but in a way, that's my point. I mean, is there a particular thing in the female makeup? But I know this is a stupid question, but I just don't understand it. It does make more sense to rent the dress, but is there a certain sentimentality in having the dress to as a memory or a memento of the day?
I think as Irish, do we like to buy stuff anyways, with our mindset, but also with the whole fact of social media and all our dresses are up there now. It's nearly harder for us to get away with wearing the same dress twice, but yet I know you can accessorize it really different. But social media has definitely brought a whole thing of, oh my God, there, oh, she's wearing the same dress again. Oh, did she not buy something else? but as a woman, like, if you did receive an invite for something, it's one of our first things that come to our mind is, oh my God, what am I going to wear? And yet we have wardrobes full of clothes, but it's still finding that something different that you can, it makes you feel like, and when you wear something that's really made, like a fabulous, like a Victoria Beckham, it makes you stand taller. You feel fabulous. You feel confident walking out. Yeah. You know?
Well, I haven't seen my wedding dress since the day of the wedding, because it got ruined with all the dancing that took place later on that evening. So I actually don't know where it is.
Speaking of sentimentality. But the thing about it, Sarah, like, you know, because we take in other people's items as well and we rent them out for them, so you can become a supplier. So with that wedding dress, rather than hanging in your wardrobe, would you consider, like, you know, altering it, giving it to us, let us rent it out, let someone else have the joy of wearing it if you wanted to part from it? Because there's so, if you can imagine, there is so many women in Ireland alone that have dresses that are not being worn in their wardrobes. So rent them out, let other people have the joy for it, and keep our clothes in circulation and keep them out of landfill.
I'd say you want a high price on it, Rona.
Just on that, finally, Rona, and the idea of sort of, you know, the environmental aspect to this as well.
Yeah.
It isn't a solution, is it, really, to fast fashion and this idea of renting clothes?
Yes, it is. And I know in the States it's really big and you can hire out, you know, you can get all your clothes, you can go for casual and special occasions, and you can rent them out per month. But for the Irish market, I think we're still really at that only special occasion.
Oh, sorry. I think we're just after losing your line there. Rhoda, sorry, I'm afraid that we've just lost your line there, but I think we got all that we needed to get from you, and thank you very much for joining us. That was Rhoda McDonough of the Designer Room.